Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Good morning. And welcome, my friends. The fourth and final hour of our get-together, we call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Finally, I can move my back. I don't know what I did.
Be careful there.
I think it might have been one of those things where, honestly, I laid around too much on the old lazy boy.
Yeah, it could
be. But it's feeling better. I did the hot, what do you call this thing?
Heating pad. Yeah.
And I feel a little better.
Nice.
So maybe, I don't know what it was. The cold weather, get the heated seats, you know, which is so nice.
Oh, it is.
You've got to drive like a mile.
Yeah, I know. But I liked the heated seats I used to have. You said, the Jeep heats up fast. That's the fastest warming up heater I've ever had in any car I've ever had.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing.
I guess this would be the third Jeep. And
It's amazing.
It's designed so that you could have, you know, the top completely off.
Yes.
It could be sub 32 degrees, and that thing is like a little furnace, man. It'll catch your pants on fire if you're not careful.
Oh, man.
So don't let that.
Thanks for the warning.
But it does
kick in quickly. It's very nice.
All right. We've got a lot going on. We're making Mondays great, but our top story, well, Hunters. Hunters Monday is going, I bet, very well. Hunter Biden is receiving a pardon from his dad. Hey, thanks, Pops. Thanks. Don't know why Joe felt like he had to lie about it before. I think most fathers would agree that, under similar circumstances, we would all do that. We would all do that. So I'm not going to question. It's a little bothering that you had to lie about it. He could have said, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it's going to. What would be so hard about doing that? But he had that interview with ABC's David Muir, and it was just those two. And he sat down there. He didn't hesitate at all. And, he said, would you use the power of it? He said, no. And
when asked about it, it was even like, hey, you've said this before. Do you still believe this? I'm paraphrasing, but.
No,
it's not even a casual question. It's like, are you sticking to your guns on this, Joe? And the answer was that he was.
It's almost like, they can't help but the lying comes naturally.
Well.
Really, I don't know how else to say it.
But
it just,
he's been like that from day one.
Well, yeah, that's true. Anyway, it's, to me, of course that was going to happen. Yep. Now, here's what's interesting. Why now? So many former presidents do it. Day or two or last day of office.
It's like literally the ink's not dry and they're on their way out the door.
Yeah, and they don't want to take any heat and they don't want to hear it. And they're out of there.
That's typical.
But why now? And the only thing I can think from a personal perspective, honestly, to make Christmas a more, family holiday, nothing hanging over his head.
But when was he going to be sentenced?
That's coming up as well.
I think that we just answered our question.
I want to say,
I think it was like days
about
away.
10 days away. Yeah.
So he had to. I guess he had to.
Well, no, you can sentence him and then still you can, pardon him and get him out.
Right. But I'm just saying, just not even make him go through it.
No, maybe that would have been kind of a.
At least it would have got a slap on the wrist that way, maybe. Let him worry about it for a little bit.
Can I say this without sounding too cold?
Sure, go. It's cold anyway. Go ahead.
I think maybe Hunter's like, Dad, I don't know if you're going to be around in 2 weeks. Can you do this before something befalls you? I don't mean to be so cold about it, but.
No, that's a legit. I mean.
Dad, if you croak before you grant me a pardon, man.
I'm going up the river here.
Yeah.
No, that's legit. That's not. No. That's totally legit.
Because you just try to wonder about the timing of it.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So overall, I guess the Democrat Party, they've seen what's happened. They lost this last election, and they lost it by a pretty good margin. And there's going to be some that are going to double down, stick to their guns, so to speak. Try to take away our guns. But they're going to go with that whole climate change stuff. And then there's others that are saying, no, we got to take another look at this. But what they talk about is rebranding. Does rebranding or rebooting, does that mean you're going to make, are your policies going to change, I guess? And here somebody said this, we need a rebrand. I think we've been talking about this since 2016, and this was former Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat out of Ohio, and he criticized the structure of his party. This was on MSNBC, and he said, our brand is toxic in so many places, and it's like, oh, you're a Democrat? That's the stuff we get in Ohio. The lawmaker said Democrats need a complete reboot, echoing other party leaders after a somewhat unexpected landslide loss, where Republicans claim the House, the Senate, and the White House. We need a complete reboot. And I'm just wondering, reboot to a lot of us, turn it off, turn it back on again. When you say reboot, do you mean you need to take a look at your policies? And he said we need a complete rebranding, okay? Branding something, rebranding it, isn't necessarily changing the product, if you will. Just branding it in a different way. We need to get back to our establishing and back to into our values, he said. What does it mean to be a Democrat? People want to trust us. They don't want to go to Donald Trump. Ryan said, however, middle-of-the-road voters didn't hear enough from the party about reindustrialization and bolstering America's competitiveness. Well, I think they have heard it, but they've heard it before from your party, and you haven't delivered. For years, the Democrat Party, it's a war on poverty was started under a Democrat, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And there hasn't been much success on that, frankly.
No.
I had a discussion with a guy. This was in a hotel in the Tampa Bay area, spending the night over the Thanksgiving holidays, and we were talking to this guy who was a professional pilot. He had flown commercially. Now he does the corporate thing, and nice enough guy. And got to talking to him. Well, it turns out what he is? He's the worst of all worlds. He's the kid who grew up conservative,
right?
Republican,
okay.
But he's a McCain kind of lightweight. And he's
not a real Republican.
So his issue was with Trump when we finally got him to kind of break down and spit it out. He didn't like what Trump said about John McCain, which I said I agree with that.
Yes.
I think that was uncalled for. It was in poor taste. I agree with you. Okay, but that was a long time ago.
It was an off the cuff bad remark.
Yeah, and then the other one is he said, well, one time they were celebrating the anniversary of Normandy or whatever, and Trump wouldn't go out in the rain.
True.
And I go, well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm just saying, so that is in which you judge the value of the president based on those two things. And, he wanted to go down some long road. And then he says, we were talking about open borders.
Okay.
He tried to kind of quasi-defend that. He couldn't. And then he said, and I'm thinking to myself, I go, this guy's a pilot. I go, did you serve in the military? Yeah, yes, I did. And I go, well, it's interesting because I don't think any of your friends would agree with you. Mm-hmm. But I know the guy's serving now, especially any of the special ops and those guys know whether 99% gung-ho for Trump. But he says this about education. Oh, do you know kids today probably couldn't pass the same civics tests that are given to immigrants that are trying to gain citizenship? I said, I don't disagree with you.
Not a bit.
And then did not understand the connection between our public education system and the Democrat Party. It's as though he didn't believe there was one. I said, the Democrats have controlled education through the union and taxation forever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you got a problem with public schools, you've got a problem with Democrats.
Absolutely.
He just couldn't wrap his head around it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Hmm.
And
I guess we just don't want to believe what we don't want to believe.
Yeah, you just and it's one. He's one of those guys that, you know, he kind of tries to reel you in, and he didn't realize what he was reeling in. I'm bigger than your little boat. Yeah. Now what you gonna do? It was interesting.
That's funny.
Sad too, kind of for him. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And man, oh man, we still got plenty to talk about, including the pardoning of Hunter Biden. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Hey, other than a cool name, who's Cash Patel? Cash on the barrel, brother. Well, it just so happens I've got my friend Cash Patel here. Yep. It is 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, President Biden pardons his son, Hunter. Closest we figure that comes to is Clinton pardoned his half-brother Roger for, I think it was cocaine, something to do with cocaine charges. Other than that, I don't know about the family members. This is, I believe, unprecedented from that perspective. Some history diggers will dig, and we'll see. What about this guy, Cash Patel? He's the pick for FBI director. That's why it's important who he is. And Trump touts him. Of course, he picked him, so he's going to tout him. But he's 44 years old, New York native, earned his law degree in 2005 from Pace University. Isn't it funny when you say he got a law degree in 2005, you're thinking, yeah, you're probably a little wet behind the ears.
It sounds like
that's almost 20 years ago.
I know, but it sounds like last Thursday. You know?
Yeah, and he's 44 years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, he served as a public defender in Miami-Dade. You think that was an easy gig?
Ooh.
Public defender there?
Oh, man.
So he had complex cases ranging from murder to narco trafficking, financial crimes, juries, many jury trials that he was a part of. So Trump feels like this guy's going to be a good pick for the FBI. He says Cash is a brilliant lawyer, investigator, and America's first fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. He played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax, standing as an advocate for truth, accountability, and the Constitution. He had partnered up with Nunes, Devin Nunes, when they first put out that four-page document that showed how improper it was when the FBI was actually spying on Trump. Remember? Trump said, oh, yeah, I'm being spied on. Everybody's like, yeah, sure you are. And yes, sure he was.
Yes.
So anyway, the president is familiar with him. Cash served for him in the first term. Chief of Staff at the Department of Defense, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Senior Director of Counterterrorism at the National Security Council. This guy is a smart guy. And it seems like Trump is really, I mean, his picks, he's picking some really bright people. And that's good news. Rather than going for the old, stodgy, old kind of bureaucratic, same old, same old. I like where he's going with this. And yes, he wants people that he can trust and be loyal to him. Absolutely. It does not make you a dictator because you want people around you that are loyal as long as they are effective. And I believe so far, I mean, I believe these picks are good ones for the most part.
Yeah.
Everybody can be picked apart at some point. And here's another kind of big deal, if you will. And that is, for the first time, the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, has indicated a willingness to talk about peace. Now, that just happened to come about now? You know, what was the timetable?
Right.
You know, he set his little G-Shock watch, you know, that you know, went, bzz, bzz, bzz. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I set my alarm for this day. I was going to announce that I, you know, would be open to some kind of peace. No, it's because Trump won. So he knows there's going to be a lot more scrutinizing whatever monies and weapons he does get.
That's true.
It's going to be scrutinized.
Yeah, the just the shell of the cash out by the bazillions, those days are going to be done.
No, so he's already preparing for that, which good for him. He's smart.
Yeah.
He spoke to Sky News. Zelensky proposed placing the parts of Ukraine under Ukrainian control under a NATO umbrella. Not the whole country, perhaps, but and a willingness to cede temporarily occupied territory to Russia in exchange for peace. This plan involves a ceasefire and later negotiating diplomatically for the return of Russian-held territories. However, Zelensky clarified that complete NATO membership has not yet been offered as part of the deal. And if Putin has anything to say about it, he's probably not going to be in favor of that. That was one of the points that led us to where we're at right now. But the fact that Zelensky is open for the first time to actually giving something up and actually talking about a peace deal, to me, is tremendous.
Well, how long have we had that discussion? The only person talking about peace, for how long, was Donald Trump.
He said,
nobody
else. Yeah, have this solved in a short period of time. And then everybody on the left, the only time they mentioned any kind of peace or ceasefire, when it came at the expense of Israel.
Yes.
That's the only time they talked about it. That's they never brought up anything talking about peace between Ukraine and Russia. Now you'd have to ask yourself, you know, why? Why is that? Well, for one thing, Israel wasn't going to be the laundromat that Ukraine has been for a long time.
Right.
That's no secret. It's been a laundromat for money for a long time. So anyway, this, to me, appears to be a very, very big step in the right direction. How much discussion will there be about President Joe Biden and pardoning his son? I mean, I'm talking about it because it just happened yesterday.
Right.
So to have a discussion about it today is warranted. But it's not shocking news that he did it. The timing, I don't know, perhaps because the sentencing was coming up. The holidays are coming up. I don't know. Wants to make sure he gets that one in there. This actually could benefit Trump from the perspective of if everybody's talking about the pardon, maybe there'll be less scrutiny and playing hardball with some of the appointees that Trump needs to get through the Senate. It's possible. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But the other thing that I think some people are a little, you know, I'm irritated with it, but again, it's not shock, and that is that Joe Biden had to keep lying about it.
Yeah.
The question of whether he was going to pardon Hunter. And I just, you know, nobody ever really pushed on it. Now, David Muir, ABC News, he asked him about it, and he asked him about it kind of point blank, and he said, you've said before. In other words, I'm giving you an opportunity to maybe change your tune, soften this whole idea. But no, he stuck, Biden stuck by his answer that no, he was not going to issue his son a pardon. But I don't remember anybody following up with, you really not going to pardon your own son?
Right.
Did anybody, do you know of anybody that followed up with that kind of thing? Like, you're kidding, right? Joe, he is your son.
And early on, he got into detail how, hey, you know, basically the law is the law. I'm not going to get in between them and the justice and blah, blah, blah. Until you did.
But nobody ever said, like the rest of us would look at it from that human standpoint of family and go, well, you know, as much of a bozo as the kid is, or, I mean, grown adult, but still as his kid, still his son. And my question would have been, really? You really might not pardon your own flesh and blood? Come on, Joe. Stop it. This is a guy that, you know, talks about his other son with tears in his eyes. You want the only remaining son to go to prison? Get out of here. Get out of here. Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We sure could use that on this Monday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you're in. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:30. Let's call it 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're trying to make Mondays great. Top story, President Joe Biden pardons his son, Hunter Biden. The closest we can get to a family deal like that would have been former President Bill Clinton when he pardoned, what was his half-brother, Roger? Wasn't he kind of a party animal kind of guy? And at that same time, Hillary's brother, Rodham, you know, he was selling pardons, basically. He got $200,000 each for a couple of characters.
Well, maybe that's where Hunter learned to, he goes, hey, worked for the Clintons back in the day, you know, just saying.
Could be. Could be.
It seemed to work all right for, well, until you get caught. Then it was
Hugh Rodham was his name. When that became public, he had to give the money back.
Yeah.
But I still think they got the deal, I believe. Hmm. They got the pardon. Anyway, yeah, there's going to be more pardons to come. But it is interesting, maybe the timing. And I thought, well, you know, they want to have the family all together. Maybe even that one kid. What's the one kid they didn't want to first admit, like, was part of their grandchildren?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it'll all be one big happy family now?
Hmm. We'll see.
Nobody has to wear, you know, a striped outfit and
or orange that clashes with your complexion or something.
The ball and the old ball and chain, the literal meaning of ball and chain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got all that going on. And the question I've asked, and I'll just, you know, leave it there, but, you know, why did Joe have to lie about it?
Mm-hmm.
To me, the question was, you really are saying you're not going to pardon your own son? That would have been really the question, but nobody went down that path.
At least that way we probably won't find random bits of, you know, cocaine in the White House, though, maybe. So,
next. Yeah, we never did get kind of the word on that, did we?
No. Hey, a quick note, got a report, still an issue for us, Ocala. 200 there at Southwest 27th Ave, had a vehicle crash there. That's really got things messed up and slowed down, so just be aware of that. Looks like in particular more on the northbound side.
That gets quite busy.
Yep.
Residents enjoying festivities in downtown Gainesville, according to the Gainesville Sun, will soon see about a dozen ambassadors dressed in lime green shirts as part of a new program. Yep, the city launched a program today. Mm. We're excited to start working with Block by Block, said the Gainesville Mayor Harvey Ward. The residents will notice ambassadors by uniform and can get their help no matter what the need is. Wow.
Yo, I need some cash.
No matter what the need is, that is
okay.
Wow.
That sounds all-encompassing.
These people could be maybe superheroes in disguise. I don't know what their capabilities are, but anyway, yeah, we paid an out-of-state company to put together this program that'll cost, it's a three-year, $3.1 million contract for an ambassador program. And, yeah, these are folks out of Kentucky with a company called Block by Block. So, yeah, we're paying a Kentucky company to institute a program in Gainesville to making the downtown better, cleaner, safer.
Call me crazy. $1 million a year. I would just think that if you'd sit down, kind of like they did in the movie Dave, when he took over and he did the budget, the line item veto.
Mm-hmm.
I would think you could hire several people at a decent salary. You could probably get a good deal on some vehicles here in the community, and you could do it for a whole lot less than $1 million a year.
Well, here's the thing, and this is a little troubling.
If you've got it to spend.
They're going to provide different services, anything from maybe cleaning, possibly landscaping, safety, outreach, hospitality. They're going to help maybe with the homeless population, outreach to the homeless, which I'm not sure.
Is there anything they're not doing?
Well, here's the thing that's interesting. It's like, Well, gosh, I know Gainesville's not a huge megalopolis, you know, but it is a city, an established city.
Sure.
Don't they already have people that do the types of jobs that they're labeling here? Like, I mean, safety. I think that public safety is usually a law enforcement issue for the most part. Things like cleaning. Don't you already have people that, you know, like a maintenance type department or anything? I'm wondering.
Are these covered already and we're duplicating services?
Yeah. And
theoretically.
And if they haven't been covered before, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have to pay this company in Kentucky anything if all you needed to do was fill a couple of open positions that already maybe existed within the city's government. I don't know. And I'm really at him. Look, I know it's hard not to be a little snarky and smart alecky when it comes to City of Gainesville and
the
things they do. Yeah. But I mean, on a serious note, really, it's like you already have an established city.
Right.
You know, what hasn't already been covered by city government that you need to hire people that you are calling ambassadors, downtown ambassador program? And by the way, instead of getting maybe some old police vehicles or other vehicles, they got brand new, what appears to be F-150 four-door full-size trucks, brand new. As part of the program, I have a sneaking suspicion that I bet you there's some maintenance or public works employees that are driving around a truck that's 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good for morale. Hey, I've been working here for 20 years, and look at the beater you give me to drive around. And these clowns show up for some part-time oddball gig, and they're running around these brand-new trucks.
But you got a matching uniform and everything, bright green.
Yeah, It's so Gainesville, isn't it?
Oh, it is so.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
And the Gainesville City Commissioners, these are the same ones that want to take back running GRU. They want to take back control of that. They've literally run it into the, well, they've run it underground. If you're looking at, you know, being above water in terms of financially, they've run it into the ground. And then their answer to show us how responsible they are, they go to an out-of-state company to employ people to work here that we're not really sure what their job descriptions are exactly.
But these are the same people that when they want to do something and they go to their legal department, because we have city attorneys, and the city attorneys go, don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. They just go out and hire some outside attorney.
We're going to get another set of eyes on that. In other words, you're going to find a set of eyes that agree with your silly agenda.
While paying them.
Oh, of course. Out of taxpayer money that they don't have. But
that's what these people do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? And there are so-called conservatives in and around the community that, you know what? They turn a blind eye to it. We've always wondered, how can they, you know, the Republicans never win anything? We're outnumbered by Democrats, but if Republicans showed up in full force, they definitely could have an impact.
Oh, yeah.
Why hasn't that occurred? And one of the reasons why several people in the know believe is like, you know what? Even the so-called conservatives and or Republicans, as long as they're getting what they want done, it is basically a giant boss hog, good old boy corruption deal. Right. It's really what it is.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for a long time. And if you're on the inside track, you get what you need. And if you're on the outside track, like an outside corporate interest, I mean, I heard, you know, like Walmart and Wawa and other companies have had to deal with the city government in the city of Gainesville are like, maybe they haven't said it out loud, but through sources have said, never again, ever.
Well, and where do we see, if you want to compare counties, where is the growth in business? Because they want business to actually, I don't know, be in their community. I mean, you look at the contrast between Alachua County and Marion County.
Yeah.
So,
well, as consumers, we know that increased competition usually gives better service at lower prices. But there's controlling interests around Gainesville. It really is run like a tiny little town. And they're dealing with bigger dollar amounts. And it continues. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I moved out of the county. Yes, and very, very happily so. All right. So we'll see how this little ambassador program goes. By the way, how are they going to measure the success of the program?
Hmm.
You know what? I bet you they'll fund a study. people on the streets of Gainesville now are 32% happier than they were before the creation of the ambassador program.
But it will probably be an out-of-state company brought in.
Of course.
In, you know,
to do the study.
To do the study,
oh,
yes.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sure the results meet, you know, certain criteria. It's all a game, isn't it? It's a little frustrating at times. Sure is. All right. Some of your big stories, really, were football. I mean, the Gators beating FSU wasn't a huge story, per se, but planting the Gator flag in the middle of, you know, the FSU Seminole logo in the middle of the field. Yeah, that's you don't do that unless you're trying to start a fight, basically. So that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And the Bucks beat the Panthers in overtime, 26-23. And the Michigan Wolverines, who have not been anything to brag about this year, you can brag on them a little bit because they beat their arch enemies, the Ohio State Nutheads, or whatever. What is it? A buck? What is it? A bean? Kind of a black-eyed pea? What is it?
Buckeyes?
Oh, is that what it
is? Buckeyes? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
Is that what you're trying to think of?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's the
bean heads? It's like, hey, makes as much sense as Commanders does.
Blue and maize makes a purple woody haze. Sorry, Ohio State fans, that was for you.
Wow.
Oh yeah, the Commanders. Don't even get me started on the stupid Commanders.
That one just,
and that's why you got to at least always support FSU.
Yeah,
because they're the real deal.
You know, that's a good point.
Because they have the Seminoles, and the tribes is very happy with that representation and vice versa. So that is a good one. Hey, this is a time of year you're going to have people looking for you to lend a hand, like Toys for Tots. Was it Ocala or Marion County specifically? So everybody's going to be looking for help. Help out how you can. Alachua County Public Schools, they're looking to fill some needs that happens over the holidays because the kids don't get the school lunches, etc. So they're taking donations of food at Lincoln Middle, also Westwood Middle. That's between 10 and 2, Monday through Friday. That'll go until December 14th for food, December 17th for any kind of financial donation that you can make.
And we're going to get the folks from Toys for Tots on the show probably the next few days. Going to get them in here. Let us know what's going on. Apparently, there's been some changes with Walmart in how they fund things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really hurting them a lot this year.
Interesting.
So I want to know more about that.
Yeah. All right. We'll dig in. But for right now, you ready for things that make you smile?
Yeah, might as well. You know, we're here and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need smiles.
It's Monday.
We need upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. It is coming up next. All right? And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And Hollywood, what's making you smile?
Oh, you guys make me smile every single day. I really appreciate what you do. One of the things that's making me smile is I know some people complain about hearing nonstop Christmas music, but to me, some of it can get a little redundant, but it's to me in my heart, it's that music is preaching the gospel. Every store you go into, every restaurant, and that makes me smile. So God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Hollywood. Appreciate it. Good morning, Terry. What's making you smile?
Hello, good morning. It's my 35th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to me and my super hot wife.
Right on. 35.
That's
good job.
Awesome. Yeah.
Good morning. Rosebud, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good morning, everybody. I guess what's making me smile, I had a heck of a Thanksgiving. I wasn't even supposed to be here on this earth anymore. I'm still here, and I made it down Archer Road in one piece. I'm sitting in the hospital parking lot right now with a perfect disabled parking because I'm disabled. And I can go inside and see the anesthesiologist, and hopefully I'll have some good news. And everybody have a nice day. God bless America.
God bless you, Rosebud. Hope it all goes well. And good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. You always make Mondays great. And I got something to tell you. This might help you out to make you smile, too. I had, you know, a lot of injuries in the military, you know, this and that. And I'm telling you, sir, this really works. I take Tylenol, and I use the Icy Hot, especially the rollerball. It can dig right into that muscle when you'll have your heating pad on. I'm telling you, sir, it works for me. Been doing it. I got serious injuries, and it really works. So God bless you and your team. You guys are patriots, and I love you.
Oh, thank you for the advice, Kaz.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I didn't have any Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, because Bob, he's out of warranty, and he's high miles. So, yeah, just saying.
So what are you saying?
I'm just saying.
Let me come over there and kick your tires, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey,
now.
Thanks, everybody, for your participation and things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But do not go away, because coming up next, it's the latest edition of The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. And that's coming next right here on 97.3 The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. During Thursday's episode on Politics War Room, James Carville criticized Harris's campaign. The resistance is going to have trouble raising money. He says the donors are very PO'd right now for the damage that the 24 campaign has done. He said it's almost unfathomable. He went on to say how they had $9 million in one account, basically adding all the money together. He said that's $2.5 freaking billion. And he wanted to know if anyone knew where the money went. When somebody on social media commented, you know you suck as a candidate when $2.5 billion can't get you the presidency. And yes, that is The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.